Ireland still active in space industry, says Astromanx founder. Astronomer believes sector is still vibrant. Alian fos goelar nons tjeja spor, te bun chadadr Astromanx de grey. Ronegida creel de velkeru fos len de vri. Ten alian fos goelar de moor se tjeja spor. Shen rare rolegadr alianach as bun chadadr Astromanx, Howard Parkin. Van Alian, de hen oil ons roller quegged ashuna na tail, as slickly vey de chora na feach erneist, blain de gae de henna. Chouds de krell de welshina lerdichen en abe, beggen, benten risalgege mache jages, te meisje parken krell de wel keru spor en alien forst len de vree. As Howard Parkin. Te chulien sly gavrach as a jages spor en salien vanning, te SCS sign, fair jane a lunya de spor ag smoos a tail as kerderen. Te man sat de Chris Stott, te fos regedden de moor on salian vanin. Fos cochon de moorish cos na ergit son tasche state delian vanin. Lurish sly ik son shell an orbitach, ons orbit geo chiadawach. Ta kirdernen son eg elian vanin, as ten ergit chit vausen. As in jage spor son ergit, son urasach, ulluin stug or isho, chomas stu chag. Ta covel de cholucht an rea troil ons alien vanning gavrach erstu, ta fissem na cuten de velad culina overs on a jage spore.
There are so many people working on the space industry in the Isle of Man. We've got SES, of course, one of the world's largest satellite launchers and providers. You've got Chris Stott's Mansat, who still have a very heavy presence on the Isle of Man, still very involved in getting revenue for the Isle of Man Exchequer by people paying for orbital slots in geostationary orbit, which the Isle of Man have got the right to have, and the funding comes from them, and the space industry for finance, for insurance, all this sort of stuff, as well as high-tech stuff. There's a couple of optical firms in the Isle of Man working on stuff. I know sometimes they're doing work for space industry.